We have our athlete of the week in here this morning, and Cade Opsahl from Adrian High School is with us now. And Cade, congratulations on being the Iatt Insurance Athlete of the Week. Walked in with your Ball State stuff on, too.
Sure did.
There you go.
Go Cards.
Cade, I've seen you around, and I didn't know name with swimmer, but I didn't realize you were such a big kid.
Yeah, swimmers are usually pretty tall people.
Yeah.
And you didn't play football.
I couldn't. I wanted to, but it was just best to focus on my gift. So.
All right. Well, I mean, I know with your size and your dad's history and coaching that you didn't play football at all. Did you play younger?
Played middle school, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But once you got to high school, you kind of just concentrated on it. So because it's a lot of time. I mean, you're probably swimming mornings, swimming afternoons.
Yeah, it was mornings two times a week, Monday, Wednesday. And then those were our double days. We'd have afternoon as well. Then Tuesday, Thursday, Friday were just all afternoon. But yeah, it's a lot of time. Time consuming for sure.
Yeah, that's for darn sure. But you started this year off injured.
Yeah, soccer season. I needed something to do in the fall. I tried cross last year. Not much of a runner myself, so.
that's not the sport then.
No,
not at all. So I just, with our goalie that graduated last year, like they needed a goalie. They needed size because he was a big kid.
Yeah.
So they talked me into it. They're like, why not just come out, try for goalie? So I just said, why not? I needed something to do. I'm pretty bored if I'm not doing a sport.
Right.
So I need something to do in the fall. And then just, freak accident at practice. We're just playing a game. Took a ball really close up, really hard, and my wrist just broke. So.
Yeah, see, now I guess you're not as tough as Salenbein, then she can play four sports and do it all.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. She's amazing. I mean, she's such a big, strong girl and such a competitor. My goodness, I have been impressed with just how hard she plays.
Yeah.
Goes after it. I mean, she's got
– Yeah. So Ball State, how did it come down to Ball State?
It just – there was a lot of good choices, but it – the coach really separated it from everybody else. Like usually all of them, like they just tell you a bunch of information in like an hour and a half. Our first call with the Ball State head coach, it was 20 minutes, nothing swimming related. He just wanted to get to know me for me. And then we had another call like every other week or every week. And it was just like a different topic. One week it was about training. One week it was about my relations with my family, all that stuff. And it just like, just from calling that frequently, like we got a really good, really good relationship going. So, then he invited me on a visit. I checked out the campus, loved it, met the team. Team's awesome, and I knew kind of from that visit alone, I was like, this is the place. So,
you had a good week last week. You got broke three records and got state champ in was it the backstroke?
Yeah. Yep.
And then second in the – I thought that 50 was – that was where you were going to medal in, I thought, for sure.
Oh, yeah, first. I thought – it was close. I mean, I give it to Jack. I've raced Jack my whole career. He's just a big, big, strong kid. So, but, yeah, it was a close race. That's all I really could ask for. I PR'd and broke our own school record, so that's really
– Yeah. So what are you going to specialize in any event when you get to college? Is backstroke or
– Yeah, probably backstroke and then, like – mainly do that and then a little sprint freestyle.
Okay.
Would you be in relays as well? I mean, is that almost an automatic that you get it on a relay? I'm not that a swimmer. I can't even swim, so I don't even know how to talk a lot about swimming other than I know it's a grueling sport and those morning workouts got to be tough. But of course you'll be in the MAC. You'll get a chance to swim locally or at least Eastern, Western, Central. You won't be far from
the men's are in the Missouri Valley.
Oh, really?
Because most of the MAC teams only have women's teams. So we have like it's weird. We have like a split conference. So like
really?
Two different conference meets. Like the girls will go to the MAC, the men will go Missouri Valley. And yeah, so we'll still be up against some MAC team. Like we'll be up against Western Illinois, Miami, Ohio, UMass. UIC and a few other teams.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. I know a lot of things are going on in different conferences because of either trying to cut down expenses or cutting down travel and that thing. But Well, good. You're still not that far away. What is it, about 2.5?
It's like 2:45.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a bad trip.
No.
Super easy. Yeah.
Still get some family that can come watching that. So, talk a little bit about the year. I mean, you know, breaking your wrist and then having to come back from that injury. How was the process of battling back through that injury?
Oh, it was. Now that I look back on it, it was pretty fun, but it was definitely hard work. I didn't even think I'd swim, honestly. Like I broke this bone before, and I didn't even have surgery, and it was still 16 weeks in a cast. So I was like, there's just no shot. It's too late. Like I would have to get surgery earlier, because I originally played on my injury for a month before I got X-rays and all that, because I thought it was just like a sprain or something.
Right.
But yeah, so all thanks to my surgeon. Asher Smith in Toledo, he, great guy. He got me in like a week, I think 9 days or something like that after X-rays. Like just crazy how that, like, I don't even know how he did it. Cause he had a weight list. I think he had a cancellation. He just put me right there. And if it wasn't for him putting me in front of there, like I wouldn't be swimming at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I said first day of practice that I could actually practice. I just set the tone. Like I ended up throwing up the first practice. Like I just knew since I had the chance to. I 2 months before states, I was like, we're gonna make it work. We're gonna make it work. We're gonna I never forgot about the ultimate goal, and yeah. I wanted to be a state champ since a freshman. So I wasn't just gonna let it go away like that.
Yeah.
So.
No, it was great. I went and watched actually your guys' last home meet with Tecumseh. I was there actually. My nephew, Colin Chase, is my nephew.
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah.
You know, he's as a freshman and
right.
You know, had a good year. You know, coming in and not being, you know, as of talking about your size, he's a little guy compared.
Yeah.
But it was good to see you guys out there, and it was fun to watch. And you know, you guys, you get after it. It's fun to see. And again, you know, you talk about the work you put in. I mean, I can't even imagine how time-consuming and just the shape that you guys are in. It's incredible.
It's honestly, yeah. It'll definitely get you in shape real quick.
Because do you do land work as well?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the weight room 3 days a week. And we have, like, just sport-specific stuff that we do. And, yeah, but we do some stuff on land, but we're mainly in the water most.
Well, Kate, tell us a little bit. I would assume if you weren't a captain, I assume they have captains in swimming.
Yeah.
I would assume you were a captain.
Yeah. Yep.
And just tell us about some leadership skills for you and maybe how you mentored the younger guys on the team.
Yeah, for sure. I knew, like, the freshman class, they all swam the same club team as me, so I've been around them for quite a while. I knew they looked up to me, so I was like, I just know how to set a good example in everything I do, like work ethic alone, because they see me do that, you know, they would hopefully want to follow that. And yeah, I was just pretty patient with them. They're young kids, so we all have been there. We've been a freshman before. We don't really want to listen at times, but no, I just learned to work with that and almost like get down to their level, so they would listen to me more than like set our coach or someone that's not around that age. So, but yeah, I was the team hype man for a while, like when I couldn't swim. And just from that alone, like they obviously they noticed that and they respected me for it. And then when it was time to get in the water, I tried to push them every way I could. And like I would just try and invite some of them to swim with me in like a lane. So like we'd have like two in a lane, and I'd have like every day I'd have like a different one of them in my lane, so they could just hopefully like know you're the right beside me. And I just wanted to push them so they could, you know, I want to see the best out of them. So
yeah. Well, you mentioned your coach. Tell us a little bit about your coaches and how much of an influence they were on you.
Oh, there was my head coach, Robert Petkus. He had such an influence. Like when I heard the news like that it was broken, I was so down in the dumps. I told him that, and he definitely helped me clear my mind. He was like, yeah, there's still a chance. There's still a chance. All this, and thankfully, like that switched my mindset. I was like, yeah, there's a chance, and I was like, when I get in the water, when it was never like if it turned to if to a when. It's like when I get in the water, I'm working, I'm doing this, doing that, And they just helped me stay positive through the whole thing. It was, obviously, I was never really positive about it because I thought my season was over, but they just changed my mindset on that. And thanks to that, thanks to that mindset switch, it helped me do what I did. So.
And you swam local with Gators and the Wave Runners. Did you swim other than them for your club?
Mm-mm. No, I actually started off with Wave Runners. That was my first like actual swim team. That's how I got introduced to it, was that summer league. And then I did that for a few years, just swam in the summers. And then I think it was like 2 or 3 years after I did Wave Runners, I did Gators that next fall. And then it was on to middle school and high school. And then
so it does show that, I mean, you can stay local and go Gators and Wave Runners and still be able to compete at the highest level to be able to get to college.
Right, yeah, it's just a mindset, really. If you have a pool and you have the right coaching staff, you can go far.
Yeah.
So it's just a very mental sport. It's like a 90-10. It's 90% mental, 10% physical. So if you can get your mindset right, like it makes up most of it. If you're not the strongest, if you can just like push yourself and you know that it's going to hurt and everything, you can go far.
Well, again, Kate, congratulations once again on being the Iyatt Insurance Athlete of the Week. Kate Opsahl from Adrian, your hard work, dedication inspires all. Iyatt Insurance Agency, insurance made simple. Got a question?
No doubt. Well, this is a texter. So you know you got a fan out there. So I hope it's a fan. It says, "Hi, Kate. Didn't see you in the pool at State with your floaties on. Just kidding. Congratulations, Eric May."
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, you got a listener out there. So, And I'm sure you know, you know who it is.
Oh yeah.
But
sure do.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to study?
Finance.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. You're a great role model and. And we wish you the best down at Ball State, and I'm sure we'll hear more about you and your accolades in the pool.
Thank you.
That's right. Once again, that's Kate Opsahl, our Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Iyatt Insurance. Adrian Maple, going to be soon a Ball State Cardinal. We're going to take a timeout. We got John Borton talking Michigan when we come back right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When it comes to protecting your family, your home, or your business, why settle for impersonal service? Buying insurance locally means you're working with someone who knows you and your community. No working through a push-button phone system or dealing with call centers. This is Marty Nine with the Iyatt Insurance Agency. As your local auto owner's insurance agent, we have 3 convenient locations to help you with all your insurance needs. Iyatt Insurance and Auto Owners, we make buying insurance simple.